We're talking with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Coming up just literally about a month now, Michael, just a little over a month, we've got the 2019 edition of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and your trade show. Once again, back to Embassy Suites in Norman, and I know you got a lot of plans.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, last year, the two hottest days of the year was 108 and 109. So we didn't plan that, obviously, but boy, what a great time to come to the convention. I don't know if it'll be that way again, but we know the weather's really volatile. But the convention is a great time for cattle producers across the state to come together, socialize, network, and also talk about important things that are going on within our industry. We've invited Greg Dowd, who, of course, is our trade rep, a trade ambassador, USTR trade ambassador. He's doing all things beef trade. Hopefully, he'll be able to join us and give us some comments regarding trade. Boy, howdy, trade is just so volatile, so important, so encompassing right now that we really need to get our hands on it. And Greg's just a great partner there and very knowledgeable. So we're excited to have him. We're going to have Governor Stitt has been invited. We anticipate he'll be able to join us. Lieutenant Governor Pinnell, he'll be there. He's actually going to MC our banquet for us. And so, we're also, most importantly, the trade show will be there, but we're going to be talking some policy as well. So we'll have a couple of task forces that will be giving some reports and doing some work at convention. One is our voluntary labeling task force. The Oklahoma Beef Label Task Force is going to have a comprehensive report at convention. I don't know at this point in time. In fact, I kind of doubt that they'll have a program to roll out, but I think there will be some specifics that they can share about some things they've learned, maybe some challenges that they're still working to overcome, some opportunities as well. But we sure want to give a comprehensive report to membership so they know what that task force is doing. All the way back to January in our policy meeting, we had a brand task force. That group is going to be meeting at convention and going over some ideas, whether it be brand registration, the idea of brand inspection. We've had a few members talk about, hey, I want to talk about that, kind of what Texas does, is if you will. So that group will be having some meetings and possibly giving a report as well as a convention. So lots of things going on. Our Cattlemen's College, we're gearing it up again. It's going to be more production-oriented, so we'll have some technology-type seminars and so just great learning opportunities for cattlemen to come and share, network, spend some time talking with each other. And who knows, we've seen this happen, but there's been a lot of cattle traded in the halls of convention in partnerships formed, and we anticipate that may happen again.
Of course, as you mentioned, part of this is your trade show. Yeah. Great location to have it because you've got room, obviously, for the meetings as well as for a very good-sized trade show.
That's absolutely right. And one of the new things in the trade show that we're real excited about this year is we're calling it the Learning Lounge, and we're stealing that from NCBA, NCBA's trade show. But the Learning Lounge is a small little piece of the trade show that we set aside for 20-minute little sessions. They're really intense, but they're very specific. So it may be a specific technology or a specific health management practice or even a specific product, service that a company or an individual or an entity may have to highlight. So it gives a producer or producers opportunities to sit down very briefly, kind of get a fire hose, if you will, drink out of a fire hose for a minute, but then get up and go back into the trade show or follow up with those folks. But just a wide variety of topics. We want to give something for everybody and give everybody an opportunity to find something that they can take back to their business back home and use, whether you're a stocker, a cow-calf, a registered producer, big, large, in between, whatever the case may be. This is the event that we want to design and hopefully people can come to and have value in.
Finally, you will be doing some business, reflecting a little bit on the legislative session from a cattle industry point of view. Anything in particular that you're going to be focusing on policy-wise?
Yeah, I think one of the reports that we'll have from a policy-wise and follow-up is we were successful this past year in moving a bill that protects our name, and we affectionately call it the fake meat labeling bill or lab meat labeling bill is what you might think of. Patterned very much after Missouri's language. They were successful in getting that done and were successful in having some good language, in our opinion, there. And so it's very much patterned after them. We're working with ODAF, the Department of Ag, and promulgating the rules and so forth. So I anticipate we'll have a report there to talk about, okay, we're moving forward with this. This is how this is going to look like from a rural standpoint. So we'll be working on that. And then if membership brings up some other policy ideas and so forth, we do anticipate that our groundwater bill did not pass this past session. It's sitting on the Senate side, so that protects groundwater rights from eminent domain. We'll have an update on that, and then maybe a reinvigoration push to say, okay, let's get that this next session and move forward in that sense. And then who knows? I think it's a policy standpoint, so maybe maybe some ideas will come in, and we certainly welcome members to bring policy forward if they want to. Both our committees will be meeting at the time, and so they can do that, and we anticipate that.
I guess one thing that was good for animal agriculture was this kind of a cap on nuisance lawsuits.
That was great. The Oklahoma Pork Council led that, and they did a great job there, and we were happy to join in with them. They were super in setting that up, and then us jumping, because they're very much like-minded on that. But that legislation was passed. It was signed by the governor. It limits the liability exposure of a livestock entity to a punitive suit or a lawsuit. I shouldn't say punitive, but a lawsuit. So actual damages were not limited. But the punitive liability that, you know, you'll hear about some of these lawsuits in North Carolina and so forth, that neighbors to a hog farm or to a small grower feed yard or something sue for $20, $25, $50 million, and the court awards them that. Oh, that puts you out of business. No questions asked. So this caps that, and it still doesn't insulate us from those types of lawsuits. I don't think you could ever do that, probably, but you do want to have some reasonableness, if you will, in some of those extravagant rulings. And so we were just tickled to jump on with the Pork Council and get that done, and really appreciate their leadership in doing that. But that was a big win for animal agriculture here in Oklahoma, and something I think we can look forward to in coming years.